God!
I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say?
Come on now, wait a second.
So lost.
49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys that using a snowball.
Wait a second, Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts, Stankiewicz. Goodall, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
Welcome, everybody, WJRH. We're going to get it kicked off. A new song from Jason Aldean here, and then a new song from Keith Urban. We'll see how they are. But first, Aldean, Rearview Town, and then Keith Urban.
Wiped the footprints off my dash, tore up those sun-faded photographs, threw them in the wind, y'all can have her back. I'm out of here. I stuck my middle finger. Watched it disappear. It ain't nothing but a rearview town. Broken hearts and rusted plows. Roots ripped right up out of the ground. Never thought I'd ever leave it. But it ain't nothing what it used to be. Population minus me. On the other side of that dust cloud. Ain't that small, it's hard to do. Too much of her to run into, and so much road to somewhere new. It ain't nothing but a rearview town. Broken hearts and rusted plows. Roots rip right up out of the ground. Never thought I'd ever leave it. But it ain't nothing what it used to be. Population minus me.
I gotta get it right.
it right. There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming home. Not even a memory is good enough to get me through the night. I'm longing for the real thing, people who know the real me and all the ways to love me back to life. I gotta get it right. Get it right. There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming home. It's not the same. Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
Just not the same.
Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know.
All right, well, those are fine, I guess. Welcome, everybody. WJRH, 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, Collin Country. We got some people lined up today. We got some things to talk about. What else do we have? Well, never mind. Agatha isn't calling anymore, so that's fine. We didn't want him anyway. Got some things to talk about. Aaron's in studio. But I think her mic, let's see, does your mic work?
Yeah, it works.
Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
You gotta be closer to the mic to...
They can hear me.
Okay, well, it's just, that's fine. I don't know if they did, but that's fine.
I think you'd be ready for the
start of the show, but no. So, I think Houston will be coming in a little bit. We'll talk to him about some stuff. Hopefully, he has a better performance than last time. Hannah will be calling in with her segment or something. I don't know if Chris is calling in. Didn't hear from him. Marquise is at Harvard. Surprised they let him in but through the gates, but they did. So, he's up there. So, I don't think he'll be calling in. He's probably busy. Oh, God. Here comes Jack. We're on the air, Jack. Don't say anything.
Microphone. Well, how you guys doing?
Fine, Jack. So Jack said earlier today that he'd be coming on the program, and then he tried to bail. Jack, we already lined up the program. I can't fill the whole show with my own content. I need guests.
Okay.
So thankfully he's here, but not without making me drag him basically out of his home to be here. But we still appreciate it. So thanks, I guess, even though you made extremely difficult on me, but that's fine. We won't be paying you this time. So that's
you're welcome.
Yeah, it's on.
I'm just making sure it's on.
Yeah, it's on. You need Don't rip them out of the thing. There, you have a pair of headphones. Come sit in this chair over here. We have three pairs of headphones this time, but only looks like two mics. I'll just take the mic. Here, you guys can share the mic. Jeez, good lord.
We're gonna sing a duet.
Really?
Okay, Aaron said he's gonna sing a duet, but it's gonna be a tri. What's three people? It's gonna be a triplet.
Yeah, that's not happening.
A triplet.
I'm not.
Nope, Jack's not singing. All right, that's fine. What are you gonna do? Do you have anything to add? Do you have anything to add to the program?
No comment.
All right, well, Jack, here's the first thing I want is you saw us. So as I don't know, the listeners know or not. Since they're at Lafayette, maybe they know. But Farage and Vincente Fox are coming to debate in a couple weeks, and you saw somebody protesting Farage. Is that correct?
Indeed.
Was it a teacher?
Yes, it was a teacher.
Did they say, was there any substance to the protest, or were they just saying, we don't want Farage?
He had a sign. Yeah. And I didn't want to look at the sign to acknowledge that guy was protesting just because, don't gratify the guy for doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
But, it's kind of ridiculous to this point.
And where was he? What?
Outside one of the main dining halls. All by himself, though, which is pretty good.
That's good. But, I mean, he's a professor at the school, and he has nothing better to do in his... I guess it was a lunch hour, than to make a sign and stand outside a building and protest a guy he disagrees with.
I mean, I give him a little credit because he's passionate about his beliefs, but I just disagree with his beliefs. That's my viewpoint on that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he can say whatever he wants, but yeah.
The whole thing with college being too liberal, though, you have to look at it this way: being a student, if you're going to be manipulated. And taught by a liberal basis and be that controlled by liberal thought.
Yeah.
You're a lost cause either way. come on. you got to think outside the box here.
Yeah, that's probably true. He can say whatever he wants, but I just wish he would let Farage say what he wants to say.
I think both of those guys aren't really intellectuals on that basis. I don't think they're not really smart. It's not you're bringing in
Farage isn't an idiot.
They're both not idiots, but they're smarter people in both of their...
They're not going to be part of the Mensa club, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not going to get Mensa admission. This is somewhat of a segue into this topic.
But also, it's the last of their tour, so it's just going to be a straight shootout between the two. They're going to know what they're going to say.
That's what I was worried about. They're going to know already. It's going to be like a script almost.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. What we want to see, of course, is it to be just a complete debacle. I think at least this is what I want to see. I don't know if you want to see it, but I just want to see a complete debacle. They come to fists. They're screaming at each other.
Battle Royale.
Yeah, the people in the crowd are getting up and heckling. And
well, you know, Farage is going to lose that if that's the case. If that's a battle royale, he's done.
Well, regardless, I just want to see him start yelling at each other, start calling each other names, and people in the crowd start throwing things like that. Just a complete disaster.
My whole thing is whoever calls the first name is the loser of the debate. If you start saying you're this, you're that, you're a name caller, then you're done. So
you're so civil. I wish we could all be like you.
I try.
Jeez. Well, your team got a big win yesterday.
Big win.
They really it was a grind for the first three quarters, but the last 10 minutes they just absolutely destroyed them.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. The press was crazy for West Virginia.
Yeah, but West Virginia got that trap. They got but it seemed like they just ran out of gas at the end. They were trapping the whole game, and then they were just tired.
Right.
Spellman is just a beast. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That back and forth when he swallowed that guy's shot, blocked it into the ground.
Right.
Then they got the rebound, came down the way. The guy missed the layup, and Spellman just put a rebound dunk over the guy. Basically,
it's crazy.
That's insane. And then he steps back and hits a three, two possessions later. It's just. Do you think he's gonna go pro? Is he a junior or senior?
My guess, and this is gonna sound terrible, but he was. Academically ineligible to play freshman year. And I hope Jay Wright does not go down this course with getting recruits like Kentucky and Duke, the way Duke's going with getting one and dones. And
you mentioned Kentucky.
Kentucky's doing the whole one and done thing, right? And they lost last
night. Yeah, but you better be careful. It's going to kick your butt.
He
just speaks the truth. you think Jay... I mean, the program's been really good without him doing that, so... Maybe they got something unique there.
They went down that route after they won their. They had a couple of guys that just were kind of focused on themselves, not the team.
Yeah.
And Dominique Cheek, It got to an extent where like Corey Fisher impregnated Scotty Reynolds' girlfriend, and that was like the reason why they lost, or there was team disruption.
This is a little too much detail on the Villanova basketball team than perhaps we wanted.
But I'm just saying, like, you got to recruit the guys that are going to be, you know, disciplined and not do stupid stuff like that.
Some upstanding people,
right?
Yeah, for the team.
Yeah.
Team's got to have character as well. Did that guy get kicked off the team or?
No, it's just like they were both benched for the first game of that tournament.
Well, I guess in some way we appreciate the level of insight you have into the team. Brings a lot to your analysis. Perhaps you trying out for a job at Fox Sports?
That'd be great. I mean, Fox Sports is definitely doing better than ESPN right now.
Fox Sports Radio, that is. No one's ever putting you in front of a TV screen, you fugly.
I mean,
that was hurtful.
Got a radio face.
All right. Well, we're going to do something here that's not. I have a good topic, a very good topic to talk about, especially with Jack after this break here. This is going to be good. So we'll play another one off Granger Smith's album. I don't know which one I want, though. What should I play off Granger Smith's album? Looking through the track list on Spotify. You would think I'd have it planned out before the show what I was going to do. Wouldn't you think that?
I would agree.
But I don't, so. I like this one. We're going to play it. Of course, I don't have the computer on. All right, this one from Granger Smith, then we have a good topic coming up. If it's going to play. Oh, well, if I could turn the volume up on Spotify. So now we're going to restart the song. All right, here it is.
Hey DJ, hey sunset, hey full moon creeping up over them pines in the distance. Hey summer breeze, hey two-lane road, I got a girl that means the world to me, and if you wanna help me, let her know. Give me something she can dance to, throw up her hands to, running through her hair falling down. Give me something that'll take her breath away and make her think that heaven's right here, right now. Something that'll get those eyes looking at me like she's falling harder than the stars tonight. Anything to turn the space that's in between us into nothing. Come on, give me something, yeah. 'Cause if it's the right song in just the right light, that circle in the sky won't be the only thing getting high tonight. Nah, I don't need much, but I'm counting on you to set the mood with the groove and a hell of a view so I can make my move. Give me something she can dance to, throw up her hands to, running through her hair falling down. Give me something that'll take her breath away and make her think that heaven's right here. She can dance to, throw up her hands to, running through her hair falling down. Give me something that'll take her breath away and make her think that heaven's right here, right now. Something that'll get those eyes looking at me like she's falling harder than the stars tonight. Anything to turn the space that's in between us into nothing.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So the next topic is a pretty exciting topic because I think it concerns Jack a lot. Is so 39 states and oh wait, we're gonna have Hannah's segment and
on that being real mean tonight,
on that cliffhanger, we will go to Hannah's segment and then I think there's Hannah. Hello, Colin Country, how are you? I'm fine. We're on the air now, so I mean the song's not playing, so we're gonna put you right on. All right, don't. Okay, I'm connecting you in a second. All right, joining us now is my neighbor Hannah Panrak. Hannah, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Ben. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. So we altered your segment a little bit after listener feedback.
What?
People thought we weren't being genuine to the older segment. They didn't like the. They didn't think the Chase Rice pick was good enough because they said Chase Rice, they knew that song already, so.
All right, that's fine.
I disagreed. I defended the segment. I did. I defended it thoroughly. Did I not, Aaron? Aaron was...
You didn't have a good
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
What?
Your argument was not sufficient.
That's absurd. I made a very good point today, but anyway... We changed
this. Offended. I want to know who didn't like this segment.
I know. Well, maybe you'll hear from them. I don't know. They're probably listening again. So.
All right.
But
good.
So we changed the segment now to at least for this week. Also, I would like to say as a disclaimer, the segment can be whatever I want it to be. But anyway, it's an established person, like a big person who pick a good song by them, one of their best songs that was never actually released as a single. So. That was your assignment today. Yeah. I don't know what artist you pick or what song you pick, but please explain.
This was a tough assignment.
Yeah.
I had to do a lot of research for it.
I'm sure you did. We appreciate it.
But I chose Kenny Chesney.
All right, we haven't played him yet.
I chose Lindy.
Wow. Actually, that's funny because that was given as an example of a song that could be picked for this segment earlier today.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was, yeah, that's funny. That's a popular pick, so you're probably back in everyone's good graces.
Yeah, that's a good one, so.
You,
it was tough, though. I went back and forth with a lot of artists.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a really difficult afternoon you had. Jesus. How much snow did you guys end up getting?
We got, like, over a foot.
Yeah. That's insane, because all the way up to the beginning of it, it was, like, in the 6-inch range for you guys, and the foot was, like, New York City, and then it ended up being New York City got, like, 7 or 8 inches, and you guys got over a foot.
Yeah, like, it snowed for, like, a total of 24 hours, I think. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. Did you do anything for the snow? Did you eat any snow?
No, I don't really enjoy eating snow. That's something you do when it snows?
Don't worry about what I do when it snows.
All right. I'm just.
It's my program. I'll ask the questions.
Very well.
But no, I don't eat snow. Although Wataru ate a lot of snow. He did eat a lot of snow.
Oh, well, that's good for him.
But that's more of like a foreign thing. I don't do that. Wait a second. We have feedback.
From who?
Oh, nothing. I can't say anything.
What?
Just play the song.
No, I can't say anything. Don't worry about it. All right, well, what are you up to today? How was your day?
It was good. It was uneventful. I had to cancel our rugby tournament because of snow.
Can't you play rugby in the snow?
Not in a foot of snow.
If you had dedicated players, you could.
Okay.
Very, very sad
Good
to
point.
Hear that. Well, you guys will have to
Good
get
point.
It. You guys will have to get it done next time.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for the pick. Hopefully, it's a good one. I think it's good. I know this song, so good job.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we'll have you on fun. Again, but we'll see.
I appreciate the segment.
Yeah, and this could be, although probably not. This could be your final. Final opportunity to have media fame. So would you like to say parting words before you drift into obscurity?
It's been a fun few years, I guess, listening to your
oh thank you
show at Lafayette, you know.
Well, thank you very much. I've gotten a lot of that recently, so thank you, appreciate it.
I'm sure you've gotten lot.
With Imus retiring this week and me not retiring for a few more weeks, does that make me the preeminent talk radio host in America?
I suppose. I mean,
probably. I agree. All right. On that note, thank you very much. We'll play the song, and then we're getting to Jack Houston. I'm sure you'll be listening for that.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later, Hannah.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. All right. We will now listen to Hannah's pick, and then we will get to Jack.
Lindy strolls around down main streets, down side streets, making his way through town. He picks up pennies, saves them for a rainy day. With calloused feet he makes his way to see the sun sink in the bay. Lindy strolls around and around and around, around and around and around. He plays piano at the church when nobody's watching, takes cigarettes from strangers, and sometimes you see him talking to himself, laughing to himself. Lindy strolls around and around and around. Lindy's seen it all, storms and hurricanes. Some say he's insane, no one knows his last name, but I believe he's the salt of the earth. Just look past his dirty shirt and you will see just what he's worth. Lindy strolls around and around and around, around and around and around. He plays piano at the church when nobody's watching, takes cigarettes from strangers, and sometimes you see him talking to himself, laughing to himself. Lindy strolls around and around and around, around and around and around. Plays piano at the church when nobody's watching, takes cigarettes from strangers, and sometimes you see him talking to himself, laughing to himself. Lindy strolls around and around and around, around and around. Lindy strolls around and around and around.
Are you? The mics are back on. All right. So this isn't what we're going to talk about, but we will talk about it in a second. But we're not going to talk about it for that long because Jack was... So today Jack was at a Jewish thing.
Yes.
He doesn't really want to talk about it, but can you just say what it was again?
I had to go to a bar mitzvah from a conservative temple. I think that's what you call it.
From like 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.?
Yeah, and it was a long day.
Long day, yeah. Okay. Jack doesn't want to talk about it because he's afraid, you know.
I'm still recovering a little bit from that. It was pretty long.
He's suffering some trauma from it, but he did have to wear a yarmulke, and I'm worried that's a sacrilege and you're going to get booted out of the church, but...
I mean, maybe I'll get excommunicated, I guess, but... You win some, you lose some.
We can only hope, right? So, anyway, on to this story. So, 39 states and D.C. have various laws to different degrees with different standards about being able to take away your right to vote if you are deemed mentally incompetent. So, like, if you have a mental problem and a judge, like, assigns you over to legal care with other people, the judge in that process in these 39 states and D.C. can also say, and you're not allowed to vote. And there's a big debate about whether or not you should be able to do that at all, whether or not what the standard is. All these states have different standards, different limits, what qualifies, what doesn't qualify. Like, some states say you have to understand, you have to be able to articulate what voting is and what it means. And if you can do that, you can vote. And if you can't, you can't. But my first question, I guess, is, as a resident of New Jersey, and New Jersey does have one of these laws, are you concerned that a judge is soon going to take away your right to vote based on your mental competence?
You're very nice tonight, Ben. You know that? Very, very nice. Yeah, hopefully I want to move out of New Jersey. New Jersey's getting awful. This guy, Phil Murphy, like, I just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I will say Pennsylvania does not have that restriction, and I am now registered to vote in Pennsylvania, so I'm not going to have to worry about it. Yeah. So, good for me.
Yeah. It's the only reason.
What?
It's the only reason.
Aaron said that's the only reason I don't have to worry about it. Well, the other states that don't have it, so Vermont doesn't have this restriction, and that is obvious because if Vermont had this law, then nobody in Vermont would be able to vote because they're all extremely dumb. That was pretty funny.
Hilarious.
Same thing with, let's see, any other states. Now, I'm surprised that, you know, not a lot of southern states, almost all the southern states have this law. And you would think they wouldn't, because I would imagine a significant amount of people have been taking their right to vote away. Do you have any comment about that, Aaron?
No comment.
No comment. Wow. Can't even defend the South's honor. But do you think that should be a thing at all? Like, here's the thing. Like, they're saying people with severe Alzheimer's, they're worried about their caretakers filling out the ballots for them, saying, oh, I know who they would have voted for, I'm going to do it for them, and they have no idea what's going on. Or, like, somebody who, you know, unfortunately has the mental capability of, like, a two-year-old, and they just have no idea what voting is. They're 20 years old, but essentially they have no idea what they're doing. So, I mean, I haven't thought about this at all, but I would think in the strictest sense, like, maybe in those cases it would be reasonable, but it's a pretty slippery slope to start going down. And if, like, the government can start taking away your right to vote because they think you're not smart enough, that's treacherous. What would be your initial reaction to this kind of thing?
I think we got to figure out, like, the legal voting that's occurring. I think that's probably the primary issue before we discuss this.
What voting?
Illegal voting.
Oh, yeah.
With people that aren't citizens voting and, you know, all those scams. I think we have to take into account that. I think we're kind of jumping the gun, but still, you have to define what's, like, a mental incompetency. Like, you have to figure what's the deal with that. Like, how do you define, like, who's able and who's not? It's kind of like a slippery slope, I think.
Yeah, they said some of these states, the language in these laws is so old, is like 100 years old, 150, 200 years old in some of these states, that the statute says it defines a dumb person as a quote-unquote idiot. So if you're deemed to be an idiot, you can have your right to vote taken away. Or an insane person.
That's kind of funny.
So that's a literal law in a lot of these states, is if the judge says you are an idiot, you can take away your right to vote. That's pretty funny. I mean, that's kind of, in one sense it's scary if it's abused, but in another sense it's kind of hilarious.
I
agree. Do I have to say about that?
No, I agree. It's hilarious.
Aaron,
but
do you have
it's
any,
kind of scary too.
Any comment about that? No, she doesn't have any comment. All right, that's fine. And then the other thing that I want to talk about is, have you heard at all about these human head transplants?
No.
So there's this guy, and he's paralyzed. He has this degenerative disease that's going to kill him pretty soon. He's like 31 years old, I think I read. And he's totally paralyzed, so he's volunteering himself to have the first human head transplant. So what they're going to do is, like, in a matter of seconds, they said they have seconds to cut off his head, and then they have minutes to reattach it to another body. Said all in under an hour, they're going to do that, and then it's going to take like 24-30 hours post attachment procedures to make it all correct, but essentially they're going to cut off his head, reattach it to another body. That's the idea, and it should happen sometime this year. Does that remind you at all of Frankenstein or something like that? Do you think that's a good idea?
I think eventually we're going to turn into like iRobot, where we turn into robots. We're going to have like chips in us and probably like a barcode to be our ID. So, I mean, doesn't really, yeah, I kind of see it coming. It's not really.
Jack saw it coming. Wow. Who would have guessed? You had that one down. Yeah. You saw that one coming?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was on it. Well, they said we have an update. They've successfully done it on rats. They've cut off rats' heads and put them on other rats, and they lived, but only for 36 hours. That was the one that lived the longest.
Yeah, because rats are so similar to humans.
That's a good insight. Yeah. Good comment. They did it successfully on already dead people at the end of last year. They cut off a dead guy's head and put it on another body, and the guy was like, I don't really understand why is that significant, because the people are already dead. I feel like I could do that. Give me some glue and some tape, but...
You definitely were bad at arts and crafts. I don't see that as a thing.
You don't think I'd be capable of doing that?
No.
How do you know I was bad at arts and crafts?
You're definitely that dude that was bad at arts and crafts. So, I mean, just look at you. I mean, you're not that guy.
I shouldn't be tolerate this on my program. This sort of
you were the kid that probably glued his hands together. Or snorted glue, too.
Yeah, I'm about to glue your mouth together. Jeez. Reprobate. That's extremely hurtful, just so you know.
I mean, what did you say to me during this program? I think you kind of went off a little bit.
Well, it's my show. I'll just say whatever I want to you, and you have to accept it and not say back.
You sound like a little kid. My show, my rules.
But anyway, so they did it on two dead people, and then... But now this scientist is warning. Then they said the next step is going to cut off a brain dead person's head. So they're kind of dead, but they're still alive, sort of, and put it on a dead body. A brain dead person's head who's consented to organ donations. They're going to do that next. And then they're going to get to this guy. And pretty much everyone I've looked at besides this doctor who says he can do it says this doctor is absolutely insane. There's no chance.
So what's the website you're using for this? Is this like, InfoWars or is this...
The doctor is actually Alex Jones in disguise.
Great guy.
No, jeez. That's on the record now. I don't think Jack actually means that.
But... Sarcastic. I mean...
That's going to be cut out of my program whenever I do something important, like run for president, and that's going to be on there, cut out that tiny piece of you saying that on my show, and it's going to be used to castigate me on the program.
You think you're going to be president, though? I mean, you can't pass arts and crafts. I mean, I think a president has to be able to do that.
I don't know about that.
I think that's a key factor.
You think that's a key factor?
Yeah.
They'll have people to do the arts and crafts for him.
And I mean, you still gotta like cut on a line. I think that's a key component.
Color in the numbers.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about that. It's not that. Nothing you need to worry about. And then, so this doctor said that there are a lot of things worse than death. He said, "Where's the quote?" He has a pretty good quote. He said, somewhere in here." Do you have any other comments about this procedure while I look for the quote? He said he would not wish this on anyone, but then he said there'd be a level of insanity, a depth and a new level of insanity the likes of which the world has never seen. This person could be that insane. Yeah. So,
I mean,
what do you think would happen if you got your head cut off and put onto a totally different body?
I would just say, put me out of my misery. Just put me down. Put me down at that point. Be like Freaky Friday with that. Waking up in another person's body. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be kind of scary.
Yeah.
I think it'd be an out-of-body experience.
Yeah. Wow. That's a pretty good one. All right, well, that's really all I have to say about this topic. I think we'll probably play a song. That sounds like a good idea. Cut up the segments a little bit. It's been going on for a while.
Sounds good.
Pretty sick of hearing your voice. and I'm sure the listeners are as well. Just kidding. We appreciate you coming in here, although we hope it never happens again. Is there anything you particularly want to hear?
Let's play some Walker Hayes, I think. I like some Walker Hayes.
Oh, God. I don't even know any song by
Walker. Song. It's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah, that one.
All right. Only because Jack came in studio and requested it. It's a good song. We're going to play it. Jack says it's a good song. We'll play it. Okay.
Well, I got some coke in my bourbon, surfing a room like Swayze. No, I ain't drunk, I'm amazing. Yeah, I got that lay way, way back, back in my swagger, X Factor, feeling no pain. I'm at the top of my game. Darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries and what always don't start raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my focus you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult to see me on a roll. But hey, you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? Broke up with me. Guess you don't know what you want till you see you moving on. Making lonely look like freedom, baby. Don't even act like I'm doing something wrong. If my song comes on and I get lost on that dance floor, it's somebody's arms that ain't yours. You can't crash my party with your sorries and what always don't be raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my focus you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult. But hey, you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? You broke up with me. For real, babe, ain't trying to rub it in your face. I'm just breaking off a little cold heart truth. It is what it is, girl. You did what you did, girl. I'm just doing what a bachelor do. Darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries and what always don't be raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my focus you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult. But hey, you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? You broke up with me.
We're playing some Sky McCreery too, because his new album came out, and so we're gonna play it.
Trail through the trees to a cliff where Carolina meets the sky. Oh, and there's a view I just can't describe. No, we're not there yet, just a few more steps, baby, wait. Okay, you can open your eyes. This is it. Together. is it. Girl, I know that you've been waiting, talking to your friends, wondering if and wondering where and wondering when. Well, I've been waiting too, holding on to this ring, for the right words to say, for the right time and place, for me to get on. This is now, it's what I've been talking about. Looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together. Surrounded by our family and our friends. If there ever was a time for a perfect kiss, this is it. This is it.
All right, all right. Update. Loyola Chicago playing Kansas State here, the 11 versus the 9 in the Elite Eight for a chance at the Final Four. Loyola Chicago, of course, has been making the Cinderella run with the aid of Sister Jean, who's been talking to God. She's been talking to the Lord, asking for them to win some basketball games. Been talking to Jesus. Anyway, the team is winning 61-40 with 8 minutes to go. What do you think about that?
What was that you just said? Can we just rephrase it? Like, say it again. What was it?
Sister Jean's been talking to God.
All right. That was a little different this time, but... no,
they're talking to God. Talking to the Lord.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, I think that's a foul. I think that's, you should get like a time.
No, out. That's just character. That's character on the radio. It's keeping it not monotonous.
No, I think it's a great run, great Cinderella story.
Wouldn't you be scared to play them if Villanova makes it to the finals?
Yeah, any team can win it any day. I'd be scared of any team.
Do you think Villanova could beat God?
No.
So then Loyola's going to win it all, don't you think?
I mean, they're both Catholic schools.
Yeah, but Loyola Chicago's got Sister Jean.
I mean, yeah, but Villanova's got, you know, their father, whatever their priest name is.
But I don't know. He's not popular, but Sister Jean's more popular. So don't you think, based on that she's got more sway?
So it's all about popularity contest with God? Is that a God thing that God cares about the popularity?
I think maybe God just made people? God made her more popular. So don't you think maybe that's a sign of his favor for her?
I don't think God works that way. I don't know how God works, but I don't think it's that way.
All right, apparently Jack's a theologian now, yeah. Apparently, yeah. I guess. Going to 4 years of Seton Hall prep made you a theologian. It's fine.
Yeah. To the temple today a little bit.
Yeah, really? You went to the temple today for 5 hours. What the heck are you, what do you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, it looks like Loyola Chicago, an 11 seed, is going to the Final Four. That's incredible. And later tonight, Florida State, a 9 seed, is playing Michigan for a chance at the Final Four. Could have, on the left side of your bracket, the South and the West, you could have an 11 seed versus a 9 seed for a chance at the title game. Yeah. That's insane.
That's wild. And even the Virginia game was wild, too.
Yeah.
The UMBC game, that was insane.
Yeah. And then on the right side, it's Kansas,
yeah,
Duke. Villanova, Duke, Texas Tech, 2-1 seeds, a 2-seed, and a 3-seed.
So that's like kind of normal. Or not normal, but...
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah.
So Villanova's going to be playing Texas Tech. Do you have any concerns about that game?
Yeah, every game is a concern. I haven't seen Texas Tech play, so I really don't know how to gauge. Apparently, they have a really good point guard that's... doesn't give a lot of hype, but he's like similar to Brunson.
Yeah.
In terms of he should get the recognition that Brunson gets, but it's gonna be a good game, I think. I don't really know much about Texas Tech. I know Nova has their ups and downs.
I don't understand how.
It's just the Texas Tech.
Oh, Aaron's making some weird hand symbols in the studio. Jeez.
I think Duke has a good chance.
Once we get the simulcast going, people will be able to see the hand symbols you're making. What was it? A Texas Tech symbol? We don't need to see that.
That might have been worse than my past. My past.
But anyway, so I don't see how Villanova's going to lose. I mean, it seems like every game they'll be close, but then they just go on these offensive spurts where they cannot miss a shot. They just pour in shots, and Brunson will go off, will score like 12 straight. Spellman will hit a couple threes, and there's nothing you can do about it. It happens every game. What are they now, like 32-5?
Yeah, but it's also all about the matchup. At one point, they couldn't beat Butler. Like, they went 0-3 against Butler. I think the matchup plays a big role.
Butler grinds.
Butler. And yeah, solid offense.
I don't know anything.
A good chance. I hope they win.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be favored by a few points.
But like Duke is going to be, I think, really tough if they advance. Duke and Kansas.
Kansas is good. Kansas is really good.
And I'd be worried about anyone in the bracket.
Right? Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to go through a 3-seed and then either a 2-seed or a 1-seed.
Right. So
they're Villanova's a 6.5-point favorite against Texas Tech tomorrow afternoon, 2:20 p.m. mm-hmm. on CBS. That's a pretty good favorite.
But I also feel like they didn't do the whole rankings or the seedings properly. Like Xavier had a great record, but they're not a number one seed. Not in my mind.
They didn't play like it.
Yeah.
So, and here, Duke's playing Kansas. Duke is the 2, Kansas is the 1, and Duke is a 3-point favorite. So, yeah. I mean, the committee thought Duke was a 2 and Kansas was a 1, but the bettors think Duke's a much better team, a 3-point better team than Kansas. And they're playing in the Midwest. I think Kansas is going to have home court for that game.
Right.
A lot more fans there. So, that's...
It's going to be a good, good game, I think. I hope it is a good game because that's what you live for.
You live for the good games, no doubt.
Yeah.
So, unless Michigan goes to the finals, they're a 3-seed on the left side.
Yeah, Michigan's pretty good, too.
You could have a 3-seed on the left side versus a top 3-seed on the right side, or you could have an 11-seed or a 9-seed versus one of those top teams. Right. How unreal would it be if Loyola Chicago, they're up 20 points with a few minutes left, if they go to the Final Four, they are 2 wins away, an 11-seed, from winning it all. They're up 18 with 6:30 to go. Yeah. That'd be insane.
Did you also know that the two like guards on their team went to the same high school? They've been playing basketball since they were 3.
I did not know that. That's really good college basketball insight.
That'd be kind of cool, like growing up with your childhood buddy and then like playing on the NCAA stage and killing it. It's like everyone's dream. But
no doubt there. your basketball dreams were robbed from you when you were probably like 13, because it's as far as you could go.
Yeah, I didn't want to be the White Mamba, not Brian Scalabrine type, if you know what I mean.
You could have been like DiVincenzo.
Yeah, but he's got the brown eyes. I'm a blue eyes guy. Yeah,
makes a big difference there, the brown versus the blue.
Yeah, it's Italian versus the Irish, you know.
Mm.
But
not a lot of great Irish players. Troy Murphy, I guess, former Net.
Larry Bird had to be Irish, right?
Oh, yeah, good point. I don't know. You got to think.
There are definitely a lot of good Irish
guys. Larry Bird played back in the day, though, when, you know, there weren't that many athletes. I mean, I could take on Larry Bird, probably. maybe not.
You sound like LeVar Ball right now.
Yeah, perhaps. Anyway, so I just want to get a quick comment. I was going to ask you about the March for Our Lives, but I don't really want to do that anymore.
I don't want to talk about the topic.
Yeah. Did you see they passed that $1.3 trillion bill, spending bill, in Congress, and Trump signed it? Do you have any thoughts on Republicans spending $1.3 trillion, the second biggest budget bill ever behind one of Obama's? In that kind of they all promise to not do that, and then they get in office and do that. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, and it also depends on like what they're spending it on. I have no idea what they're...
So a lot of it's like they're beefing up the... What? Yeah, pretty much everything. They're beefing up the military, but then it's just probably one of the most wasteful bills of all time. I mean, they're spending it on absolute nonsense, most of it. I mean, I gotta look through it and find specific things, but it's just, you don't need to spend that much money.
No, right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Especially if you're gonna campaign on not doing that. Why are you gonna go do it? You can't, like, it's just like they did with the Obamacare. They, all of them campaigned on repealing it, and then they got elected and got a chance to do it, and they didn't do it. Because they're like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I think it's a harder concept to, like, it's easier to say that you're gonna, you know, cut everything, and then once you get there, I mean, you gotta cut deals, you gotta do it. It's not great. No one likes it, but it's gonna happen. It's kind of
pretty unfortunate. And it's not even they're not doing any entitlement reform, which is destroying the budget. Yeah. They're not. I mean, it's just it's badly. They're gonna have to do it at some point. They will have to do it. The path they're on is completely unsustainable. It will completely.
What about the wall?
Collapse on
is
itself.
The wall anywhere?
I think like 33 miles of the wall has been funded in this $1.3 trillion budget.
That's
he got $1.6 billion for it, but with a lot of strings attached, and they're not going to be able to exercise almost all of it, and it's going to end up being like 33 miles of the wall. The southern border's thousands of miles long.
Whatever happened to Mexico paying for it?
You're going to ask a Fox? I'm going to have to ask Fox that. That's the best Trump story ever, regardless. Like when he went to Mexico and met with the president, and the president said, we're not paying for the wall, and then Trump said the wall just got 10 feet higher. I don't care how much truth there is in that. That is the best story.
Yeah. No, I think the best Trump quote was during the election when Hillary was like, talking about something about like the prison thing and like our law enforcement. Glad that if I was in charge, you'd be in jail. That was, I think, the best.
Yeah, she was like, we can't have Trump in charge of our laws. And he just goes, because you'd be in jail.
That honestly been probably the best quote.
That's pretty, he's got some good one-liners. No, he's really good. He fires the people up, no question. All right, well, thank you very much for coming in, despite, you know, whatever. We don't need to go back about that, but thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it. You made a lot of good additions to the show.
Well, that's a surprise. I thought you were gonna like say you're awful or something. I mean, isn't it Lent right now? Don't you have to be nice?
It is. I think the Holy Week starts tomorrow.
It's Palm Sunday tomorrow.
It's still Lent, so. But tomorrow's the start of Holy Week.
Palm Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, but so you better, I guess it's still Lent.
You better start being nice to me a little bit.
All right, I'll try to work on that.
Yeah. All right.
Aaron said I gave up being nice to people for Lent. No, for you I'll do it all year round. Not be nice to you. Don't worry. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. I don't know when we'll be back. What's going on next week? Oh yeah, I'm DC next week. Then probably after that because baseball starts. So I guess I'll be here. So we'll go out with some Darius Rucker. This will not be the final program of the semester, I don't think, unless they cancel it because they listen to it and hear Jack on the show and just. This can't be broadcast anymore, but you never know. So maybe 2 weeks, we'll see. All right. Thanks, everybody.
That breeze feels good, don't it? Feet up on the cool of them tunes pouring out of that sliding rear window. To the beat of that tape deck radio. It's a heaven on earth moment. Got a good thing going round and round like the wheels of this night. It's a singing along kiss. Close your eyes. Living before it's gone.
too short now.